Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Paul here with my soon-to-be 92-year-old father, Volker, who spent some time in the old Soviet Union, not by choice, when he was young, when he was in his teens. He lived with his father in what was then East Germany, which was under Soviet control. So he got a taste of communism, and now there are questions about what is Putin doing? Is this the Soviet Union version 2.0 that he's trying to put back together? Is he trying to get the band back together and cobble these countries back together? Dad, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me back on CCO. Always good to be back. Yes, you are right. I am a little concerned when I watch and see and hear what's happening in Moscow right now. Is Putin going back to communism? When people are being punished, jailed up to 15 years for calling the war in Ukraine a war and not a police action. That smacks like communism, where you cannot express your opinion as a private person, and certainly not as a newscaster or newspaper man. We have to distinguish between socialism and communism. Social Democrats today rule in Denmark, Germany, Italy, France, and Switzerland. But communism is a bird of a different feather. Communism is a dictatorship. We had it under Stalin. Under communism, there is no personal freedom. Under communism, the state owns all means of production, all factories, the railroads, every farm would be a collective farm. Communism is very bad news, and I hope Putin is not going there, or he would have people fleeing. A few examples of what happens under communism. We had it, Paul and I sat over a couple of beers with an old friend of mine, Ernst Lotter, after the reunification in 1989, after the war came down. Of course, we asked him, "You didn't flee. How was it?" And my friend just grinned and said, "Terribly bad. We were no longer independent farmers. I didn't flee. I stayed. Very few people did. But every farmer lost his land. And we no longer used our head and our experience. The what we call the cement heads in Berlin, illustrious government, would tell us when to plow, when to seed, when to harvest. Never mind what kind of a winter it was. Never mind if the soil was too wet to plow, too wet to harvest late in the year. Berlin said, these are the dates, and everybody in our democratic republic has to obey it. We were told by the government how many people we have to employ. I would often get a phone call and said, "Hey, Ernst, I'm going to send you 15 young men. They just graduated from school." Ernst would say, "I don't need 15 young men. I have too many people here." Well, that's your problem. We, the communism, guarantees full employment for everybody. So this is your problem, okay? The 15 young men will be there on Monday. Ernst said, "I didn't need them." What was the result? Everybody worked half a day. The other half, you worked around the house. You cleaned things up. We had the word, the wonderful wording, "We pretend to work, and the state pretends to pay us." So Ernst kept on. We were drinking beer, and Ernst continued, "Wait till I hear you about my son, about the insanity of communism." Ernst's son was a policeman in East Germany, and he was told, "We know that you have an uncle who lives in West Berlin. You can under no circumstances have any contact with him. If over the weekend you decide to go home and visit your father and mother and you see the car of your uncle, who is a West Berliner, if you see that in the driveway, you cannot go into the house. If you happen to be in the house and you answer the phone and you recognize the voice of your uncle, you can under no circumstance say, 'Uncle, hang on, I'll get Dad.' You must not speak one word, but you have to put the receiver down and then call your parents. You cannot talk to anybody in the West." Yeah, speaking of insanity. So to escape this insanity and the constant fear, these were the results. Before the wall came down, by the way, the Berlin Wall came down, was built on August 13, 1961. Before then, and these are amazing numbers, I had to double-check myself before we went on the air, every day 1,700 East Germans fled through West Berlin. Berlin was occupied by all four powers, occupied by the Americans, French, British, and Russians. And you could walk back and forth between the different zones. So people in East Germany had a loophole. You took the train to Berlin, you walked across the border from the Russian zone into the American zone, and the Americans would fly you out, fly you to West Germany. Now you have to digest this. 1,700 people a day, over 11,000 in a month, all told, 2.5 million East Germans fled. And this, out of a total population, East Germany was a small state, out of a total population of 15 million, that state lost 20% of its workforce. And most of them were young people. They were not retirees because they didn't want to give up their pension. They were the young people, the workforce. So you can see, when the day would come when the country would practically be empty, this brought them to the point, we have to build a wall, we have to fence people in. The wall was built with barbed wire, watchdogs, watchtowers, and people who tried to cross the wall and escape were shot. That was the brutal result of communism. And are we getting back to that kind of a communist regime? Again, let me make it clear, not socialists. Social democrats are fine people. But the way Putin sounds now, my question is he going back to the communist days? And I certainly hope not. For the Russian people, I hope not. And for the rest of the world, I hope not either.
But he does remind you a little bit of Stalin and what you heard from Hitler, right?
Well, of course, Hitler was a dictator and Stalin could compete with him on suppressing people. Hitler had concentration camps, and Stalin had the gulag. But now, today, Putin has a form of a gulag. The dissident Navalny is incarcerated there. It's probably not quite as bad, but still, a man who wanted to have free elections, He wanted a freer Russia. Has been jailed on a technicality. Who knows? He would probably die there. So Putin already has taken the first step to a dictatorship. Now, with the war in Ukraine, is he making it a total dictatorship, communist style? I certainly hope not. Can I make any predictions? I have no idea. I don't know if he's looking for an off-ramp, how that war in Ukraine is ever going to finish. It is not a good picture, but I feel sorry for the people of Russia. I met them. I met wonderful people, warm, great bodies, great people to sit, also great people to drink with. My final say, if you ever drink with the Russian, don't plan much for the day after.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.